listening to the Sunday Alive podcast, brought to you by BlessedSacramentTeens.org, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, our youth minister, J. Gregory Curran.
Hello, Podians. Welcome to the Sunday Alive podcast. Today we are studying and praying through the scripture readings that will be proclaimed this Sunday at Mass. It's the seventh Sunday of Ordinary Time. Okay, let's start off with a big question. Do you want to be holy? Now, I realize that's a loaded question to ask a Christian because, really, what Christian in their right mind is going to say, no, I don't want to be holy, I just want to appear holy, I actually want to be a big sinner? Now, of course, I wouldn't say that out loud, but if the truth be told, on the inside I'm thinking, I want to be holy, but not too holy, right? I mean, I do want to be holy, but does that mean I'm not going to have any fun? Or does it mean I have to change my life? But then you get to that place in your faith journey and you say, yeah, I really do want to be holy. I really desire to be holy, God. The next question is, well, in whose eyes? Do you want to be holy in God's eyes or in the world's eyes or both? I struggle with this in my own life. Sometimes it was more important for me to seem holy to other people than to be holy for God. So let me ask you again, and this is a really hard question, and it's something that I really encourage you to pray about before you answer. Do you really want to be holy? Is that your truest desire of your life? In the first reading from the book of Leviticus, the Lord says to Moses, "Speak to the whole community and tell them, 'Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.'" It doesn't really get much more clear than that, does it? Leviticus is a tricky book. It's sort of the priest handbook. The Levites were set apart to be priests, so the first part of Leviticus is teaching them how to be priests. The second part of Leviticus is teaching them how to teach the people how to live. So God is very blunt and very clear, and he's saying to this group of priests, tell the people, be holy. Now, most homilies are the priest at Mass telling the people to be holy and stop sinning. Priests are here to preach, to teach, and to sanctify. Are you listening? In the gospel, you're going to hear, be perfect just as your heavenly Father is perfect. Now, that's one of the scriptures I really have a hard time with because I'm like, hey, that's not fair. I can't be perfect. I'm a sinner. I'm imperfect. Christ is calling us as a church to be perfect in imitating the Father's compassion. He's calling us to be perfect in the way that we try, in the way that we go about our day, the way that we offer compassion. The gospel beautifully says, "For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have?" Well, what that means is that God is going to judge us not by how well we love those who love us. He's going to judge us by how well we love those who can't stand us. He says, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but offer no resistance. Turn your cheek. Now, the world says different. If someone wrongs you, you hit them like a linebacker. A lot of times people will say after they get revenge, well, the Bible says an eye for an eye. Well, that's the Old Testament. But Jesus says, no, retaliation is not the gospel. Mercy is the gospel. Be holy. Be bigger than that. Be bigger than them. Be more loving than them. Be more compassionate than them. This is how you are like the Father. This is how you are like me. Don't think the way the world thinks. I don't know about you, but revenge is such a powerful sin in my life. I mean, there are some people I know that I just want to punch in the face. But I digress. Sorry. In the second reading, St. Paul is telling this group in Corinth, the wisdom of the world, the wisdom you can almost see him putting in air quotes, is foolishness in the eyes of God. The Lord knows the thoughts of the wise and that they are in vain. Paul is challenging us to ask God to show us where we are holy and where we're not. And Jesus is saying, be me to the people you encounter. Offer Christ to them. Give them your coat. Give them your shoes. Give them everything. You know, giving the second cloak that you have is not mercy, it's justice. God has blessed you, and down here on earth, our pursuit ought to reflect what's above, not what's below. Listen to the first reading. Take no revenge, cherish no grudge. Listen to the responsorial psalm. The Lord is kind and merciful. Listen to the second reading. The wisdom of this world is foolishness in the eyes of God. And listen to the gospel. For if you love those only who love you, what recompense will you have? Be perfect just as your heavenly Father is perfect. I don't know about you, but the scripture readings this week have really convicted me. I have a lot of work to do in my life. I have to yearn for the sweetness of grace and mercy, and not the sweetness of revenge. Easier said than done, right? Pray for me, and I will pray for you to become more like Jesus. May Almighty God bless you this week, and remember, you are loved.
The Sunday Alive podcast is brought to you from your friends at blessedsacramentteens.org.